We'll have an open line coming up here in just a little bit, but we wanted to visit a few minutes the Prairie Dragon Paddlers, and there's an event coming up that's called Sing for the Health of It, coming up in a week on Thursday, April 5th at the City Center in Champaign. And here to talk about that and the Prairie Dragon Paddlers is Kelly Bradham. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks
Good.
For having
Tell
me.
Tell us what are the Prairie Dragon Paddlers?
The Prairie Dragon Paddlers is Illinois' first breast cancer survivor dragon boat team. And even though we're the first in Illinois, this is a phenomenon that's been going on with breast cancer survivors for about 22 years now. So the idea behind it is that women who've had breast cancer, if they get their upper body and their bodies moving, it actually increases their chance that they will not have a reoccurrence of breast cancer.
Because mm-hmm. the theory, I guess, before was that if you had had breast cancer, you weren't supposed to use
That's
the upper
right.
part of your body?
That's right.
Yeah. And so this kind of grew out of that.
That grew out of that. And so there are about 150 teams all over the world right now. And this team is all breast cancer survivors, all local women. And our boat we bought used from the Indianapolis breast cancer team. And it's a pink boat, and she's 42 feet long. She has a drummer at the front and a steer person at the back, and 20 paddlers. It's an old, ancient Chinese sport. It's about 2,500 years old. And so we have a dragon head and tail, and our dragon head and tail is muscle car sparkly pink.
So when you have your boat, where do you practice? Where do you...
We practice at Homer Lake.
Okay.
We practice on Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings, April through October, weather permitting.
Now, as part of this, this obviously is calling attention to breast cancer surviving.
That's right.
And you are a breast cancer survivor.
I am.
Give us a quick story on yourself.
I was diagnosed in 2012, and when I came to understand that I was supposed to be limiting my upper body exercise, I really questioned it and did some digging and found out about breast cancer survivor dragon boating and wanted to bring that opportunity to local women here. And even though it's about physical exercise and staying healthy, we do much more than that. We educate people about breast cancer awareness. Our upcoming fundraiser, we will be giving half of our funds that we raise for this fundraiser to the Illinois Cancer Research Center here at the University of Illinois.
Kelly Bradham is with us. She's with the Prairie Dragon Paddlers, the dragon boat team. We'll tell you how you can reach out and find out more about them here near the end of our interview. But tell us about the event coming up. What Sing for the Health of It.
Sing for the Health of It.
What all's involved in here? Just tell me what's going on.
So in early February, we had auditions, and amazing singers came out and auditioned, and then we had two judges. Independent judges choose the top 20. And if you go on our website at prairiedragonpaddlers.org, you can hear a one-minute segment of the top 20 semifinalists. And people are voting. You vote $1 a vote. And the top 10 vote-getters will be the contestants on April 5th. And voting closes tonight at midnight.
Okay, so you're going to get your vote in. You need to go to that website.
Got to do it today. Yeah.
Give us that website again.
PrairieDragonPaddlers.org.
.org, and you can vote, and $1
a vote. You can vote $500 if you want to, but it's $1 a vote.
Can you vote more than once, or do you just...
You can vote more than once,
As many times as you want, huh? Well, this is going to be at the City Center, and what the winner of this contest is doing what? What do they win?
They win a trip to Nashville with a private tour of a recording studio and some other things that we're getting for them. Also... we have some guest singers.
Yes, tell us about that.
Yeah, so the mayors of Urbana and Champaign are going to be singing a duet, and they're going to be fabulous. We also have the director of the Cancer Center, Rohit Bahavara, and Lester Farner, who's a dermatologist at Christie Clinic and been really instrumental in helping us get going. Christie Clinic is our title sponsor.
Well, I just think it's so important to call attention to people who have struggled with this. You got a lot of women in this. How big's your group right now?
We have about 35 members right now. Every single one is breast cancer survivor.
And you can look to grow it as you know, anybody that wants to reach out, what should they do?
Absolutely. You can go to our website at prairiedragonpaddlers.org. You can also contact me at prairiedragonboat@gmail.com.
Yeah. Now, there's other events you that the boat is involved with, right? I mean, there's a big event in Italy, I think, this summer.
So the International Breast Cancer Participatory Commission holds a race for breast cancer survivors only every 4 years. And this year, nine of us, this is not a team-sponsored event, we're all paying for ourselves, but nine of us are joining the Minneapolis team to make a full boat, and we will be racing in Florence, Italy on July 7th and 8th.
Well, it's just a great cause, and we'll look forward to that. What, a week from tonight,
a
7 to 10
mm-hmm.
at the City Center for the Sing for the Health of It. And you'll have live performances, a DJ, 50-50 raffles, a cash bar. People can purchase tickets.
What's the ticket price? Tickets from any paddler or online at prairiedragonpaddlers.org. Ticket prices for general admission is $40.
Mm-hmm. So people can just come.
They can buy them at the door, too.
Mm-hmm. You can get balcony seating if you like, or you can get a table for eight. Just go to the website and check all that out. Anything else we need to add you can think of?
It's going to be a blast. We plan on having so much fun, and I think we have a great show lined up for you.
Yeah. So in the paper today, you'll see an ad for it.
Yes.
The date is correct. All the singing and everything's going to be next Thursday.
That's right. Yeah. Next Thursday, April 5th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the City Center.
Kelly, thank you for coming in and telling us about this. Yeah, you got one more thing?
Do it for the women in your life. Mm-hmm. Do it for the women in your community. Come on down and have a great time with us.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's, if you're struggling with this, having other women around you, I mean, that means a lot, right?
It means a lot. We have a lot of stories for the women in our boat, and they're very touching and moving.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much
for having me. Good luck with all this.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like just a great cause, and also have some fun at the same time and get your strength back up and everything. So, all right, we are going to take a break. We'll have open line the rest of this hour, 10:18 here on DWS. What's on your mind on an open line up until 11? Tomorrow, by the way, second hour is our Flashback Friday. We've been having some fun with that in the first 2 months. We'll do that next. But it's tomorrow, but we'll do our open line next on Penny after this.